Okay, we did it. We really
did. Yeah.
Great to be back on another Pals podcast. It's a very special podcast, even though they're all special. This one is during a live fantasy baseball auction draft, so we're going to be very distracted. It's probably going to suck for anybody not in the draft to listen to this, or just plain suck in general. But still, it'll be a very special plopcast.
Yeah, very excited. I mean, this is among our more special ones, I think. And you forgot to mention that not only is it an auction draft and a fantasy baseball draft, but it's also National League only.
That's
very exciting for everyone.
It's the most luxurious way to participate in fantasy baseball. NL-only auction drafts. Oh, this guy's name is Detective Craig Krimble. He's a cop, you idiot. See? Great zingers, but you really have to see that Craig Kimbrel, the Atlanta Braves starting pitcher, relief pitcher, just came up to bid on. So that's the kind of amazing humor that you should be expecting if you're just tuning in now, which you would be since it just started.
I know. So you've got a firm no Braves policy, I assume, on the use it, use it.
That's right. Fucking Atlanta Brave. I'm done with those guys. I don't want any bullshit on my team. I also don't want any Phillies. That's a good chunky belch.
Is that the team owner of William A. Young Esquire?
Oh, yes. In Pals Podcast East HQ is Matthew Ogle.
PPEHQ?
PPEHQ, PPPenis. Here in studio.
Hey, team.
Is he coming through there, the microphone? We have a bag of cookies.
He is, yeah. It'd be a little better if he was a little closer, but it's fine.
Okay.
Can we, this is, you know.
We're literally moving furniture to make this work.
Yeah, this is how Past Podcast gets it.
That's what radio professionals do.
Famous DIY attitude that we have going.
Nicole is literally going to run out of money here any minute.
Yeah, so that is your coworker, yes, Ogle?
Yep, I'm going to taunt her mercilessly on Monday for her poor drafting strategy.
I wonder if she actually set a ranking players or anything.
I don't think.
Because it's weird that her auto draft has six players and the other auto drafts all have one and two.
Yeah. That is weird.
But this is good for us because the auto drafts usually just burn a bunch of money on mediocre players in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's our time to shine in the middle rounds when we're pouring through deep into National League rosters.
It's exciting.
Very exciting.
I now bid $20 on Adam Wainwright. I would like to actually stockpile as many players as I can with the word Wright in their last name.
Right, yeah.
I have David White. David Wright. Wainwright. Because you know what they say, right is right.
Oh.
Do they say that? Who says that?
Well, they say that after saying White is right.
Boy.
And they're like, right. That didn't work.
Yes.
That didn't work at all.
I backpedal on that
one. Can we back out of the racism? We'll edit this out in post-production.
Well, that's what the phrase, it's how I live my life.
It's fine. We'll edit that out in post-production.
White is right, but you know what? All the other colors are also right. We're all right. Everyone's fine. Great.
So what else has been going on in the greater Metro D.C. area?
Transition?
Well, I've been, I just bit on Adrian's shitty-ass Gonzalez.
Wow, well, Hoeing saved you on that.
Yeah, thank you, Hoeing. I'm getting confused, and then I look up, I'm like, shit, I need a first baseman, click.
Yeah, but who wants Adrian Gonzalez?
You love Adrian Gonzalez.
I hate Adrian Gonzalez.
He was on the Padres, you would never shut up about him. It was like your favorite thing to do is talk about Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah, well, now I hate him. Look at him. His stupid picture's in a Red Sox hat, and he's on the Dodgers. Like, what good is he?
He'd be like Agon, probably the best first baseman in the NL. Then you would pull up some dumb, useless stat that he would somehow lead in.
Who's Alan Craig? Who wants Alan Craig this badly?
I do.
He looks like a fucking doofus. One of those.
I just overpaid for him, I think. But that's okay.
Doughboy.
Yeah, he's like one of those people where the hat's too big on him, and it pushes his ears out like an elf.
Yeah.
He needs to
multi-position eligible, and he was huge last year.
First base and outfield is the most.
I mean, I don't know if 22 home runs is huge.
He had a big year. He had a good year last year. Oh boy.
Who is this person? Ian Desmondia.
This is gonna get ugly.
He's named after a Shakespeare female character.
I'm not gonna have any money left after this.
Max bid. What's my max bid? I can bid $120. Good to know.
God damn.
This is going to be a critical acquisition for the Magellan Eaters.
Yeah. No, you're just trying to taunt me into bidding over top of you, Keane.
I know I am.
Yeah, stuff Keane with the... He doesn't want a Nationals on his team.
please, he's... I don't think there's a better shortstop in the National League, is there?
Please. How
about for hitting, for fantasy?
Starlin Castro, maybe?
Sucks.
What do you mean? I got him for the same amount that you...
You're going to get stuck with Jimmy Rollins on your team, Spay.
Why would I do that when I have Starlin Castro? I don't need Jim Rollins. Is OPS a stat in this league? Sorry, Smegma. Who's the Smegma pitchers?
Pavero.
Oh, Pavdog. He may be guesting later on, correct?
I believe he will, yes. Once he's consumed a little more alcohol.
Yes, that's very important, to get as drunk as possible so you don't pay attention to what you say and then possibly racial slurs out. Good job there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good smooth belch.
Madison Bumgarner, I need to walk away from the keyboard before I spend all the rest of my money.
And Ogle, you have six players and you have $70 to use on 18 more roster spots.
Fine.
Yeah, but those $1 players, I mean, I feel like it's probably better to overspend now.
I've got three top-level starting pitchers.
Who do you have? You have Strasburg?
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, you have to nominate somebody. Just nominate. Oh, Phillies. I can't bid on anybody because I hate all of these fucking teams. Sucks.
Too bad the National League East is so awesome.
Too bad the National
Yet you just bid on Halliday?
I need more pitchers.
Not yet. You can just take Dylan G.
Dylan G., I don't even know who's on the Mets right now. All my time is basically focused on reading about college wrestling at this point. It's kind of sad.
Well, trolling on Warming Glow.
Mm.
Yeah, so what was your – we've talked before. You've been recently, trolling on Warming Glow quite a bit.
Yeah, well, before is when terrible Dustin Rouse, like your favorite guy to agree with when it comes to taste in TV shows.
Yes, yes.
But he would be posting all that dumb shit about Nielsen ratings, and he'd be like, it's all Nielsen's rating. It's all the company of Nielsen. It's the company's fault for delivering this bad news and causing his favorite shows to be canceled.
Yeah.
There's Jimmy Rollins now. Fucking douchebag. I hope his head falls off. But it's like, no, you moron. It's like they're a company that just surveys people and then reports the results, and it's up to the TV companies to figure out a way to make money. Like, they're not – there's no conspiracy, and it's not because they're outdated and outmoded. It's because they don't give a shit that much about network TV, so they just do the cheapest thing possible.
Right.
Anyway, point being, nice. Ogle's got the rogue pink donut beer.
Yeah.
Oh, the voodoo donut beer. Voodoo donut bacon beer.
I'll have some of that, yeah, after I finish with this Bud Platt, the leftover.
Spade, didn't you drink some at Peen Manor? I had multiple bottles of that around.
Well, you had one in the fridge for the longest time ever. And finally, yeah. I was like, dude, somebody's got to drink that. And you said, go ahead. And I said, all right, I like beer.
Yeah, it's not very good.
I sucked it down. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my favorite. But, it's beer. I did find a nice new find, good alco beverage value at LA Bar, or not, with the K1 wine and beer.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Brainless Raspberries Belgian Style Ale.
Never heard of it.
Malt beverage brewed with raspberries from Epic Brewing. I don't know where they're from.
Spade was just really excited that he finally found beer that had raspberries in it.
Sweet berry wine! So it's.
I like beer, but I would love it even more if it had raspberries right in it.
Yes, and this and everyone loves a good raspberry.
A raspberry?
A good raspberry. And it's, what is it? It's 9.7% alcohol, so we're already talking good value there. And it was like...
Wait, 9.7?
Yeah. And it tastes like delicious raspberries, a nice sweet berry wine.
That's quite a fine, Spade. A very manly selection.
Well, everybody enjoys a nice sweet berry wine every now and then. I think friend of the podcast, Andrew Juge, will attest to his
Wow, but that's just because he loves that Purple Haze because it's from New Orleans.
I mean, this is what's happening. Now you're having to overpay for players because you don't have top-notch guy.
Please, overpay. Zach Greinke's a top guy.
He's my guy now, so of course he's
yeah.
a top guy. Yeah, no, he likes – yeah, and then the strawberry Abita bullshit. Ooh,
strawberry is really good.
Of course. Well, that's where the sweet berry wine first came from.
It has fruit in it. It's gay. For losers.
Yeah, but
do
if,
we have any? Do we have any gay listeners?
Do we have any? God, I hope so.
Do we have any listeners at this point?
Getting some gay listeners would really help our demographic. I hear they're loyal.
Really would. I mean, high income. They'd really appeal to our advertisers.
I think so. It'd be really we'd be able to capitalize, I think, with our.
It would, yeah, and it would be nice to add an extra 25% for that to our viewers.
It's another great pickup by the Magellan Eater. Oh,
no.
Use it, guys.
Use it. See, my my team name is also a slogan. It's too bad none of the Milberg dudes were there because use it is what Steve Spey used to yell in high school wrestling matches very loudly. It became kind of a running joke by people on the team that were there. Because of my brothers, he watched my oldest brother is 3 years ahead, so it's like seven total years of wrestling that he got to watch.
Yeah.
And so he'd be in the stands, someone would grab somebody's leg, trying to like take him down to pin him. He'd be like, use it. So I made that my team name so it could be not only a team name, but also our slogan and our passion, really. Team use it. So who just went there? Amaris?
Yeah, Aramis Ramirez looks like went to Pavero.
His name is Aramas. That's another one for
All right.
Our burgeoning gay demographic. Or maybe it's a bestiality reference. I'm not totally sure. We'll have to figure that out later.
I would prefer, you know, I think I would forego the bestiality. I don't want bestiality people listening to our podcast.
And just ram asses. Yeah. Forget the...
Well, you know, let's not write off the bestiality people right now. We don't know what their income is. You know, it could be a high-income demo.
We'll have to call the Nielsen people because they do a lot of consulting on the side.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. So Warming Glow, so they do it. I tried doing it straight up, just like telling Dustin Rousey was a fucking idiot, and then the Warming Glow's fanboys would be like, no, it's all Nielsen's fault. This is a good narrative. It makes me, like, when Community's going to get canceled, I can blame them, as opposed to just the fact that, like, most people in America don't like shows that, you know, require a few brain cells to watch.
Right.
Which you just have to live with. I mean, it's just fucking TV shows. There'll be some other form of entertainment. Like, as long as your money spends, someone will figure out a way to entertain you so they can get your advertising money or your eyeballs, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, don't be so fucking retarded or so worried that no one's going to be able to come up with a good TV show because, you know, it's not going to appeal to you anymore. So anyway, I tried just the straight-up telling Dustin Rousey's an idiot, and that got boring. So now, whenever they post something terrible and stupid, like his tribute to Barbara Walters, I've joined the ranks of the Warming Glow fanboys only to an absurd degree, so that when him or maybe the Cajun Boy post something political, I go, great, I really want to know what Bill O'Reilly's up to. Thank you for posting this. I'm glad I know his opinions on things.
Great, I'm glad now I know what Daily Show was about last night.
Yeah, oh, wait, so you're saying that a politician said something stupid and then Jon Stewart ripped him apart on the Daily Show like he does every fucking day? Great, thank you for posting that clip, the Cajun Boy. I always have to say the Cajun Boy because that name is stupid and spelled Cajun wrong, so I normally spell it K-A-G-I-N because it's like whatever. What's the difference?
Right, like wrestling, Cajun. I guess it's not like wrestling.
No, not really. Like gin.
Not quite a cage match.
Maybe alcohol.
Yes.
Oh yeah, maybe we could do K-A-G-E-N, Cajun.
Oh yeah, what's the cost of the six pack of your new raspberry flavored malt liquor?
Oh no, it's a it's 1.6 fluid ounces. So what's that? 18 ounces?
Wait, 1.6 fluid ounces?
Oh, what? No, I meant 1.6 fluid ounces. So a pint's 12, right?
Pint's 16, I think.
A pint is a pound?
It's a liquid. It's a fluid ounce, not a weight ounce.
I don't know. What's the difference? I thought...
Yeah, so how much is it?
16 ounces for a fluid ounce pound or 16 ounces for a regular pound?
There's no pounds in fluids. Pound is a measure of weight. It's a measure of mates, bae.
How about you go pound yourself?
Oh, hey.
Anyway, 1.6 fluid ounces. You do the math. I don't know. Either way, it's like a giant glass. It's a giant bottle, and it was for like $6 or $7.
That's great value, Spey. I'm really glad you've adopted the. You and Mr. Spean can discuss fruit infused malt beverages now.
Great. Was she a fan of them as well?
She's a big fan of the Shock Top raspberry.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on the Shock Tops.
Yeah. I think this Voodoo Donut beer. It's just too much going on.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little greasy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, this Bud Platt goes down smooth still, every time.
I don't know about this bidding up on a Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, he's good, but he's still a relief pitcher.
Aroldis, Aramis.
And especially since saves are not their own category, I feel like relief pitcher is something where you can really get some good value.
Yeah. Well, Chapman is even the closer, though. He gets holds also.
I think he's the closer.
Here you go.
Man, I shouldn't have waited so long on some of these players, I think.
Yeah, now you're stockpiling all this money and there's nobody good to buy.
And now you have to...
Yeah, except future MVP Chase Headley.
Yeah, I put him up there just for you.
He's injured, though.
It's Headley.
What is that from...
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, Headley Lamar. Here, I got something for you, Keen.
Oh.
It's a little labored, but I got it out there. Yeah, Wormingo has been really bad, though, lately. I'm trying to remember some of the other stuff they would put. Like, oh, Happy Endings? I guess they're going to cancel that show.
Who watches Happy Endings?
I don't know. I don't know who they think the Warm and Glow audience is. Maybe I'm not in touch with the Warm and Glow audience, but
I thought it was funny when a couple times I've seen it.
It's not bad.
I tried to watch it. It was, I mean, things that Warm and Glow says are good. And I think overall, I generally agree.
Right.
I mean, they take it to a different level, but I don't get it with Happy Endings. I tried.
I think Happy Endings, like, if you're going to watch a comedy, that's fine. Like, I support a show whose title is a joke for being jerked off at a massage parlor.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're starting off on, like, a positive, you know, that's already giving you the benefit of the doubt there. But, like, if the show gets canceled, it's, like, fine. You can find those, like, cheesy joke minutes, like, anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. So, I'm not going to miss it.
I won't either. I find the...
There's entirely too many posts on Happy Endings that I need to skip through.
Yeah, like, I don't understand the obsession.
I'm trying to get my entertainment category and my Google Reader back to zero. It's just too many of those that I need to skip through.
Yeah, because they'll be like, oh, no, like, now, like, Happy Endings, everyone has to watch, DVR it, tell a friend. It's like, no, how about if it comes on, I'm not going to complain. It's not, what, Big Bang Bus Theory, but it's certainly not, like, I'm not worried that...
Oh, you mean not the best show on TV?
Big Bang Bus Theory? I mean, it's not Two and a Half Men.
Men.
You know who loves Two and a Half Men? I don't know if I've mentioned this before.
Marcus.
Well, and Steve and Lisa Spey.
Do they?
Yeah, they watch. Like, I guess.
Oh, Ike Davis. Ooh, watch out,
yes.
Clay.
Thank you. Yes. Will be mine. He will be mine. I don't care what you do, Magellan Eaters. I will be getting him.
Like, Vita still has $200 left.
Bid whatever you want, Keen. I will be getting him. Keep it up. Pump it up. Pump it all the way up. I don't care. I'll drain. We'll do a max bid. Go ahead.
Vita has two.
See if you can scare me off, Peen. Go ahead and try. Go ahead. Now you're getting stuck with him.
Great value. He's gonna hit 30 home runs this year.
He's probably going to get hurt, just like all the Mets.
Yeah, well, I was looking at the list of first basemen in the National League, and there's no one else good. It's just Ryan Howard, Adam LaRoche.
Buster Posey and Joey Votto. That's right. They're both on my team.
You have both of them?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, buddy.
How embarrassing for Spey. Oh, come on, Pavero. That was in our little chat. That was, little does he know, that was all part of my plan. All part of my plan, Pav Dog. Whoops, Sog.
Sog.
All part of my plan, Pav Dog. There. Yeah, plus, whoever the Josh Kerp guy said it, Happy Endings was the funniest show on TV.
And,
I don't know if he was talking about, like, network sitcoms, but I can think of, like, any comedy on FX is better. Most shows on Comedy Central are funnier.
I'd say most shows on Adult Swim probably funnier.
Adult Swim, yeah. Like, put that, I mean, I guess, well, unfortunately, Delocated won't be coming back anymore, but...
No, unfortunately.
Like, I don't understand how they don't cover stuff like that. They don't cover, like, anything except for the Daily Show political crap from Comedy Central. It's like they're obsessed with fucking terrible network TV.
Well, Josh Kerp is losing a lot of points with me as well.
Yeah.
There's really no one good on Warm and Glow. Well,
Danger, and then that guy Mask, yeah, is not...
The other guys bring Danger down, though.
I think so,
because
too.
Danger Guerrero, I think it's funny, but he has to sometimes defend his terrible staff, because he's probably the one who hired them.
Yeah, the saddest thing is when Vince Mancini jumps to their defense, or, like, gives them props or something.
Ugh, you mean toes the Up Rocks company line?
Exactly.
Like a shill?
I guess if they're paying your bills, you have to, like, I don't know, but still, it's not fun to see and be like, good job, Dustin. Good point, or something.
I know. Remember when Warming Glow used to be like the – it was the first thing you would check in your Google Reader because the articles were so great?
Yeah.
And like the biggest things we had to complain about were like you didn't like Corgi Friday.
No, I did not care for Corgi Friday.
And I didn't care for Corgis only being on Fridays.
Well, yeah, and the thing too is like they would be like – Euphor would be up front. He would be like, yes, like I love Corgis. Here's a whole fucking day of Corgi Friday.
Yeah.
And I could respect that and just ignore it if I needed to. Not every post has got some terrible opinion. And they're so confident about it, too, which I don't like. They make declarations like, here's the best show that you've missed because you don't get BBC America or some bullshit like that.
And like, the problem is that it sucks, but it makes for good. Like, it makes people interested in it because they either strongly agree or strongly disagree with your strong assertion. It's the same reason that people on the radio are assholes.
It's obvious clickbait, and that's why when they like try to like slag on like Fox News for being like poor journalists, it's like you guys are fucking doing the exact same bullshit tactics.
Right.
You're not above that. Like, don't try to pretend. Don't front is what I'm saying, Warm and Glow. Just drop the front.
I hate it when people front.
Oh, fronting is the worst. Sucka MCs specifically. But also,
oh, shocking that Vita just took an Asian player.
Well, he does take Asian ladies. I could.
That was good today. That was strong.
Take Asian virginities, anal virginities, something. Whatever. We'll let that one.
I wonder if he's gonna make Senshu
shoot. Spey, are you gonna nominate?
Shit. How about Giovanni Gilardo? There. Oh, Martin Prado. Why did that happen? Oh, I see why. Because he's got four categories, four positions.
It's very useful.
But he's Martin fucking Prado. I hate that guy.
He's on the Diamondbacks this year. You can get him.
Oh, you're right. All right. $12. Deal.
God damn it.
Jelinators. I don't know. Now he's a Diamondback. He's got lots of value for bye weeks.
Fine. You take him, Spec.
Oh, you're going to let me have him at such a bargain?
Yeah, fine.
What a
take
discount.
Him. 4 years old.
Right on line. Great nomination by Spey. I only have $5 to spend on each player from now on. Ah, that's better. I kind of don't want money anymore, like, because that's going to just distract me. Yeah, back when Euphor was running the ship, I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, because that's all we would debate. You wanted no Corgi Friday. I wanted Corgis at least 4 times a week. Euphor wanted it like, I mean, Euphor would have done it 7 days a week, I think.
Yeah. And I don't get how, like, at least Euphor, he would be like a normal human and be like, oh, well, this show is good. If, or, you know, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me, but for me, there's no better show. You know, he would just couch his declarations in, like, well, maybe it needs a little more time to develop or whatever, whereas terrible Dustin Rawls, probably his worst post is when he said that, what's that cartoon that came on after Archer by the guys, some of the writers from Always Sunny about the high school kids?
Oh, I don't even remember it.
It was pretty good. It wasn't great. I'm not going to say it's, like, the best thing ever, but I guess after the very first, at, like, the pilot episode, he writes, this new cartoon can't even suck on Archer's tailpipe, or some terrible, labored, horrible pun where he tried to, like, slam it. Who bought terrible Ryan Howard for $12?
Tommy.
I think Vita. Was it Vita?
No, Meatballs. Tommy. Is that Tum Tum?
Yeah.
Man, Ryan Howard is going to get you no points this year. Well, I don't know, actually. That's not true. He could hit a lot of empty, useless home runs.
God, you're really in a bidding war with the computer there, Keen.
Yeah, I want to punch Vita right in the stomach.
There's a lot of room. It's tough to miss. Oh!
Oh, hey!
That's right. Nailed.
Suck it, Vita.
Start crying now, Vita. I know you're listening. At some point. What else do you have to do?
Man, I'm overpaying for all these players.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Reaping what you sow, I believe, is how it's going.
Fine. I have so many mid-level players on my team.
Hey, has anyone ever gotten you guys in a like a Facebook message thing where they write like a Facebook message to like 15 different people?
Yeah.
And then when anyone on that replies, it's automatically a reply all and it like buzzes your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Vita got me on one of those, and some of his like stupid friends from Japan or Korea, I don't even know, but they all said these dumb things, and then like I was like, God damn it, how do we get off of this? And I ignored it, and then I forgot about it for about a month, and then when I got on back on the Facebook kick of my awesome posts now, I saw that message was still there. I'm like, ah, and I just wrote, fuck you, Vita. A month later. Oh, yeah, Doctor Who. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah, Doctor Who.
Somebody had a great – some other person put a great comment under Doctor Who, and it was like, I miss Euford's policy of just completely ignoring Doctor Who. And I was going to put something like, I think we all just miss Euford, period, or something like that, but that's like a old – that was the old troll method. So the neutral method, I go, not me. I love it when they talk about Doctor Who and Barbara Walters and everyone else. And then I said, let the Pajibification of Warming Glow be complete. Because they're basically what it is now is Pajiba, the blog.
Right, which is a terrible blog
one of
also.
The worst things in history. I feel like there's just not an alternative for good TV blogs.
How much is Carlos Beltran worth?
Oh, a lot.
He's projected at...
Well, let me get in on that bid. 12, done. Let me get in on that.
He's projected at $18 worth of value, King.
Who's got him now? Kubist? Oh, now Magellan Eaters. All right, I'll take it from you, King. Right, that dog's online. Took it again? Ooh. All right, I'm taking
it. Hohen took it, yeah.
Hohen? I want Beltran.
All right, fine. Enjoy Beltran.
I don't care if it breaks my bank. He's worth it. That'll be my eighth player. Yes.
You're really, yes. Really winning.
Best value. I'm going to put that in the group chat so that everybody knows. Best value ever. Boom. Send. Beltran. Or Breltran. Or whatever.
I could use a top-notch outfielder. Nah. I don't have any outfielders.
Too bad you don't have Carlos Beltran on your team. Now I only have $4.70 to spend per player.
Damn it,
King. Hey, Oval, you want to trade Bryce Harper for Steven Strasburg?
What's that?
You want to trade Bryce Harper for Steven Strasburg?
I'll have to think about it.
Could wait until the draft is over before proposing your first trade, Peen.
I'm definitely thinking about it, though.
So, Peen, I noticed there's just a topic I wrote down for today.
Yes.
Off my young alumni weekend.
Your crib sheet?
Yeah. So they had a community meeting for the Columbia Pike streetcar.
I read that on Arl Now.
You still read Arl Now?
It's still on my Google Reader, yeah.
I still don't.
Well, because at work my browser's so old I can't get into the menu to edit what I'm subscribing to, and I never remember at home to do it.
Wait, what? You can't?
Yeah. It pulls in like an old version of Google Reader.
Come on,
like with no... so you can't get into the. I just can't get into the menu.
I don't understand what you mean. Like an old, like you're, don't what browser do you use?
Is it really old?
We're using like a 10-year-old version of Internet Explorer because the Department of Defense doesn't update anything.
So that decides what kind of browser you use.
Yeah. We're still using old Windows. We're not on. We're not even on Windows XP.
What?
What are you using? ME.
It's like Windows 97? Enterprise thing. I don't know.
Wait, Windows XP is like 10 years old now, isn't it?
Wacky Soft, answer Pavero's call on Skype.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Let me add him to the group call.
Whack Me Soft. Let's get a whole group in here. Whack Me Soft has to figure out.
Pavero.
What's up, losers?
Hey.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the draft cast.
Oh, how exciting.
Hey, isn't Pavero, it? How does it feel to already have the worst team in the league?
Me?
Yeah.
How do you figure?
Yeah, well, you're Vita's second, and you're worse than him because he's got Jimmy Rollins and Sin Shu Chu and Cliff Lee.
That's pretty.
Face, stop bidding.
It's my new strategy, just bid on whatever team's bidding. Oh, it's fun for us pals. I'm sure whoever's listening, this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, but everyone that's listening is on this call.
Keen, I totally drove up the price to $12 for some shitty catcher I've never heard of before. What's his name?
Yeah, I never heard of him either. And I
nominated him. I don't know what his first name is.
His first name is Willen. That's bullshit. That's not a real name.
Willen. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, Samardzija, the fucking Notre Dame wide receiver.
Look at that hair, too.
Ugh, he's such a punchable face. So that's what a real punchable face looks like.
So is everyone a fan of the auction draft format?
I actually do like
it. Pharaoh, not a fan?
It's awful.
Well, I think it'd be better. It's better if everyone is there.
Yeah.
And as opposed to five happens. People?
Unlike the meatballs who are just sitting there on $150 right now.
Unlike the five people in an eight-person league that is in this one.
Yes.
Or Vita, who has three players so far.
Yeah.
Vita stinks.
He's going to have money left over at the end of the draft.
Well, it's because I think the algorithm, it won't let them bid more than the projected value for a player. And we keep... keep bidding up players.
Maybe he thinks they're going to mail him a check if he has money left over.
That would be...
Like now, Spey, you bid one more than the projected value for Ian Kennedy. Oh no. Bid him.
Well, what about that? There goes your fucking...
Yeah.
Keane.
Yeah, fuck you, Keane.
I kind of want to buy him just to prevent Vita from getting players.
Maybe all the unused money goes into Bitcoins. Keen, I'm surprised you haven't gotten on the Bitcoin train yet. It sounds like a plan you would love.
I know. I agree. I don't know why I haven't done it.
Is Ogle on this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you not hear him?
No. Wait, say something, Ogle.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ogle.
I'm inside of Spey's apartment right now.
Ah, okay.
Later on, inside of my ass, but that's for after the podcast.
Hanram.
Oh, man.
Makes sense, yeah.
How is Hanram this far down?
Well, he's out for, like, the first 2 months of the season.
Oh, he is? Oh, well, thanks for telling me that. No, I won't bid anymore. Kubas got fucked on that one.
Oh, no. Well, all right.
See how
he really wants it. I mean, he has more than one position, so that's good.
Eh, whatever.
Missionary.
No, Ian Desmond.
That was the first multiple position joke. High five. Oh, Quinn. Hear it? Did you hear the joke, Keen?
I heard it.
Okay. Just want to make sure everyone got on board with that.
Yeah.
So Pavera, how is... are you still, like, on the beach?
No, I'm in pharmacy school. I live outside Charlotte.
Ah, that's pretty far from the beach. Do you go to, like... There's lakes out there, though, right?
Yeah, but I don't go to those. I have to study.
Fuck lakes.
Fuck lake.
All
lakes. Also, lakes fucking blow.
I went on a pontoon boat a couple years ago, Lake Wiley. Isn't that around Charlotte?
That sure is, yeah.
Yeah, and I got horribly, horribly burned. But it was still fun for the time.
The only reason he like went to me is because of the pot.
No, because Keen hates him. Look at his face, though. He looks like the guy from Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, use it, use it.
Use it.
Oh yeah, Pavera, you missed the explanation for that, but that is that's what my dad used to yell during high school wrestling matches.
Oh,
when anyone on the team was using was trying to like take a guy down, he would like grab a leg or something. He would just and everyone could hear it because the gyms didn't get that full. And he would just go use it, use it. Kind of came a running joke. Anyway, that's the second time for anybody listening right now to enjoy that fun anecdote.
So it's a running joke. For no one that actually would listen to this would know what your joke was.
There could be a few people from my high school that are listening to this, maybe.
Okay. What are the odds of that?
Well, they were going to join this league, but then they all shot it down for various reasons. A lot of people couldn't make a draft. I guess people have lives. Like, they go out Saturday nights.
Who? Why?
Certainly it doesn't make sense to me, but...
I canceled five plans for this.
I had so many plans.
Five of them is what I had.
Hey, Oval, is he the closer, Rafael Soriano?
Yeah, I hope so. That's why I bid it.
I don't have many closers.
Well, it saves plus holds, so all you need is guys with holds.
I love.
There's no reason to bid up a closer then. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, so they'll get the closer
because Drew Storen would be just as valuable.
Oh, so my closing material is no longer looking as good as I thought it was?
Hey, man, you got to read the rules.
Fuck the rules.
Yeah, hey, I agree. That's what he said to the man.
Fuck a rule. Who should I nominate?
I'm a Met, babe. Nominate a nice Met.
Since Bobby Bonilla is still the most highly paid Met outfielder this year, maybe you should nominate him.
Whatever, it's not my money. I couldn't give a shit with the Wilpons paying. I hope the Wilpons go broke paying Bobby Bonilla. I'd rather Bobby Bonilla have the money than those fucking crooked assholes.
All right, don't bring up the Mets funny.
Am I right? Am I right or am I right? Or am I right or am I right? Right.
Anymore.
Matt Garza. Nobody else wants Matt Garza?
Yeah.
Well, nope. Oh, now you've paid $10, Ogle.
That's like 20% of my money.
That, yeah.
We're both... Yeah, you were low on funds, Ogle.
Yeah. All
right. Who should I nominate? I don't like any of these people.
I'm going to just blow through my bag.
How about Norichika Aoki?
I'm low on funds, but I'm high on the players on my team.
You know, when it comes to this draft, everyone knows fantasy sports are won and lost on the waiver wire. Let's not even make too big of a deal out of these funds.
Look at Vita overpaying for an agent.
Yeah, shocking.
Shocking.
Is he on this? Is he? He's not doing this live, is he?
No.
Unless he went on and ranked all the players and picked out all of the Asian names.
You know, I would put the probability of that being the case at around 80 to 90%. Probably like 98%.
Did he get Shinshu Chu earlier? Or?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes, he did.
His team is 50% Asian right now.
Wow.
I think
and Jimmy Rollins is, seems Asian to me.
Wait, why would Jimmy Rollins.
Ian Kennedy has some pretty slanty eyes.
Nate Dudley's picture.
Wow, what the... Where does Yahoo get these pictures from?
They probably ask all the players to send in their best picks.
While they're taking a shit?
Hey, will you Snapchat me a great pick?
Yeah, they text them ASL question mark and then pick. who's going to get Utley?
Who wants Utley?
Utley's the worst.
I didn't know he still played baseball.
Take that, meatballs. I'm going to get another beer, Ogle.
Actually, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm going to start downing. Oh, hey, Matt Harvey just got picked.
Who's Matt Harvey?
He's a
yeah. Don't worry about it, Spay.
Oh yeah. He's a great. He's the prospect.
Yeah,
wait to bid him up.
A Mets prospect.
Ooh, bidding war.
Oh, I don't know how high I want to go.
He's a prospect, Keen. You can't overpay.
He pitched half a season last year.
Fantasy baseball.
Yeah, everybody knows you should at least bid $11 there.
Oh, use it.
Last second. Oh.
Who is Kubost?
He's a younger Pika.
Yeah, he was.
He was trying to explain to us about new Heineken rules that they developed.
Fuck it. I don't want to hear about new Heineken rules.
It sounds
Heineken
awful.
Is a handball that you guys play.
Yeah.
Right?
There's only one right way to play Heineken. And
naked.
And it was
naked. Nude with two penises in your hand.
Yes, that's the way it was made.
The only way I know to play Heineken is nude and greased up and with several small children.
Wow, racist and
pedophilia. Oh, they're called jokes, Ogle. Maybe you and your PC police get out of here.
Peace.
Politically correct.
I thought
what is this, PCU? The Port Chester University?
I thought there might be a joke in there.
Stay, when are we going to do a PCU episode?
I don't know. Back when Piven was the best?
Yeah.
Stay, I'm going to nominate.
And Spade?
David Spade is pretty good. Oh, Brian McCann. You know what? I need a catcher. Boom.
So, boom. No Braves rule, huh?
Well, no Braves. I could break that for Brian McCann. Actually, I had Brian McCann on my fantasy team for like 3 years in a row, and he was awesome.
Just throwing this out there, isn't he also out for a couple months?
I hope so.
Yeah. That's as far as I'm going to bid. I'm going to need the rest of my money.
I think he might be.
Why don't you look it up on the Google machine?
Yeah, I'm looking, Spec.
Oh, you have 4 seconds.
Yeah, he's on the 15-day disabled list.
Just 15?
No, 15-day time.
Is it a lower body injury?
He'll be out until sometime in mid-April.
Oh, that's not bad. People almost get quite a steal there, then.
It's like April in a day.
He's no Willen Rosario catcher.
Oh, well, Nationals.
Never heard of him. Willen.
Never heard of Lil Rush.
No, I never heard of Willen before, even though I nominated him.
Owen, what the heck, dude?
Magellan Eaters, Owen. Magellan Eaters, Owen. Keen, you are Magellan Eaters because Magellan sailed around the world, and when he got to Korea, they killed him and ate him, correct?
Well, it was actually the Philippines, yes. But...
Wait, really?
Who can tell the difference, really?
Yeah, but they're all Asians.
Southeast Asians, a little different.
They're the brown skin Asians, not the yellow skin Asians.
Also, Keen, tell your people to chill out. They're about to launch nukes at each other because some NBA basketball fan. Fat little Bulls dork wants to show off.
He is a real dork.
You didn't get LaRoche.
I don't want LaRoche.
Oh, you didn't even want him.
He's not as good as Joey Votto.
Well, it's a big prank on that guy then. Hey, Prevero, what is your opinion? Are you familiar with the show Happy Endings?
No.
What is your opinion on Happy Endings?
What is your opinion on going to a massage parlor and paying a little extra and having them masturbate you until completion?
I'm for it.
Yeah, I think we all are. Unfortunately, the show, called Happy Endings, does not live up to the lofty standards it sets for itself in the realm of massages. Oh, JJ Poots puts the lotion in the basket.
I Netflixed a movie a few years ago called The Hole, which I also thought would live up to expectations like that. It did not.
Of course you did.
It's just 90 minutes of vaginas.
Which, by the way, sounds awful.
That would get a little bit old. 90 minutes.
Yeah. 75 minutes is like the most I can do for vaginas. Hey, nominate somebody.
Oh, I have to nominate. All right, Angel Pagan. There you are. What did you just take a picture of? Oh, your beer, your pink voodoo donut beer.
Hey, this is 1.9.4 ounces. How many pounds is that, Spay?
That's a pound and 9% of a pound.
How confusing is it when volumetric weight or volumetric measurements and...
I don't know. What's the square root of you're a nerd?
Square root of suck my dick, asshole.
1.3842, something like that.
It's a wad on your face, that's what it is.
I just put that measurement into Googleation. U.S. pint. 1.3, oh, it's
a pint is 16 ounces.
Oh, shit.
Hey, smegmas, let's go.
I'm working on it. I tried to not pay a player already.
Pints, 2 ounces.
Ooh.
Yeah, one U.S. pint is 16 U.S. ounces, so everyone can blow me. I had the correct number.
But how many...
Pavaro, did you really want Bobby Abreu?
No, it was a mistake.
So this brainless raspberries Belgian-style ale is 22 fluid OZs.
Why isn't anyone bidding? For the love of God, somebody bid. No, fuck you. Who asked bid? Damn it!
Oh, Bobby Abreu. I can't believe you got... How much did you have to pay for him?
A fucking dollar.
Yeah, I'll get in on this chat. Good job, Pav Dog. That's the worst
day of my life.
I think you should buy t-shirts for this day. Who's this man? Sergio Romo? Oh, is he related to Tony? Ogle?
No, he doesn't look like it.
Is that Tony's brother?
He's certainly not as well paid as his brother.
He'll probably end up with more money.
Dude.
Yes, Ogle, are you happy that Tony Romo will be a fixture for years to come?
Hold on, you guys were both talking at exactly the same time. Ogle said that Tony Romo is paid less only to Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah.
And Magellan Eaters, your comment?
I just asked Ogle if he was very excited for,
Magellan Eaters, nominated player.
What is this guy's name? Jed Giorko? J-E-double-G-Giorko?
This sounds like
Joe. Is he from fucking Croatia? What kind of a name is that?
He had zero runs, zero home. He did not hit. Oh, Kubost.
You know what? He should have stayed in Srebrenica.
Srebrenica.
Should never
be. I need someone to back up Chase Headley.
Go back to Scrubganistan, Giorko.
Yes! Jed Giorko.
Handcuff a third baseman?
No, he's going to be great. He's our starting second baseman.
Handcuff.
Is it handcuff?
I don't know. What do you like?
This when you have like a running back, and then you also pick up the running back's backup in case the running back gets hurt.
Ah, I thought it was called backup. I mean, it could be a handcuff. I don't know. Handcuffed is also when you get arrested for something and cops put metal restraints on your arms. Mm-hmm. Yep. Chet Gyorko. His number zero name.
Vita still has $180.
It sucks for him because it's not – he can't spend that much at this point.
No, I know.
Yeah, it'd be impossible. No one is going to bid $20 a person.
And Meatballs has 100 and –
Neil Walker to Kubis. I don't even know. I don't know any of these people.
Who are these people? Yeah.
That's the fun of NL only.
Pep Doug, who's your team? The Phillies?
I don't have a team.
Oh. You're from Philly, though, right?
Sort of.
Sort of. You lived in Philly.
And Massachusetts, and New Jersey, and Virginia, and here. I live in all sorts of shitty places.
What's the Charlotte minor league team?
The Knights. The Knights.
Have you gone?
No, not yet. Formerly coached by Nick Leyva, also coach of the Phillies.
1989, Philadelphia Phillies manager.
Yes.
Danny Espinosa, I missed this.
I have many a Leyva autograph, or I did.
Who is this Leyva person? Why is he important?
The former manager of the Philadelphia Phillies led them to like three straight losing seasons.
Oh, Deweese, of course. Thing. How could I forget that name? That man.
Yeah, idiot.
Dan Uggla.
Whoa.
Ugh.
Whoa. Yeah, who wanted him for that much?
Nicole.
Wow, bad move, Dan Uggla. Whenever I see Uggla, I always think of Full Metal Jacket, where Matthew Modine's character shoots a sniper woman in the face, and then the Baldwin guy goes, "They got to nominate you for the Congressional Medal of Ugly." Except that name's Dan Uggla. Anyway, good stories.
Who's talking?
Who the hell are these people? Why am I in this draft?
That's another terrible – that's about as white as a name as it gets. Todd Frazier. And he looks super white in his picture.
I'm going to put down $4.
I'm gonna bid every. I'm gonna max bid this one. I like how we're. Yeah.
I like his flexibility.
He's averaging $3 in all rounds, and we're already bid him up to $7. Oh, I wanted to bid on that. Magellan Eaters, I'll get you.
Yes. Todd Frazier.
It's good to see that you've gotten on the train of just. Bidding way too much for everyone, Keen.
No, I don't have any pitching.
Wow, he looks fat as hell in that picture.
He does.
Because he is.
He's supposed to be a speedy outfielder, though.
I wish I had enough money that I could bid on
him. 5 years ago he was, yeah.
Oh, I still don't have a first baseman. It's not good.
Do we have confirmation if his legs like operate correctly? Because I don't think they do.
Wait, do we have what? Confirmation?
I don't think his legs work.
You know, I want to go back to the way you pronounce confirmation. It sounded like confirmation. Is that just me?
Well, it's like a Catholic thing, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, Good Friday to you, sir.
Yes.
Or Happy Easter.
Holy Saturday.
You know, I had one of these, this person I was, I don't know, coworker, colleague, business associate, and they were like, "We need to hurry up and get this email answered. It's going to be tough to reach people on this holy day on Friday." I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
What?
When did holy days become a thing during regular work days? I got to go roll out the mat and pray to Mecca. Like, come on. Give me a break.
If you're not, if work isn't closed, it's not really a true day. No.
And it's not holy, right?
No.
Well, Friday is a holy day.
But I mean, you can make any day a holy day then. Can't you just say, like, all right, some saint, some feast, some...
Yeah, it's the day that...
Jesus was alive on this day at one point.
Yeah, he was alive for part of the day, and he wasn't for the other part of the day.
I deserve a holiday, if you know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't.
Holiday.
Hey, what's the big deal? What's tomorrow? It's like the day the dead rise? Zombie day or whatever?
Yeah,
tomorrow's Zombie Day.
Zombie Jesus.
Yeah, it's why the Walking Dead finale is on tomorrow.
Oh, good point. I'm sure they planned that for the great synergy.
Yeah, that's called cross-promotion in the biz, right?
That's just called smart business.
Keen, should I keep bidding? Oh, you said it.
Enjoy, Spank.
No Huston Street for you. Is he not?
Juju's wife was telling me that her friends were trying to set her up with Huston Street when she lived in San Francisco and he was on the A's.
When did you live?
And she said no, and then she just wound up with Juju.
Oh, boy. Wow.
What a folly.
That's the meanest thing we've done yet, I think. You've done, at least. So when did she live in San Francisco? When did this...
I think she lived there after graduation.
Keen, when are you going to nominate someone?
I'm looking right now.
Too late.
Oh. Oh. You have to get Jason Ward. Other people are bidding.
His projection is $1. He's already up to $8.
That is... And that is $8 more than you should spend. That's $9 more than you should spend.
I disagree.
They're going back and forth for worthless. I saw this all the Nats commercials. They had this close-up of this sign that said, worth it! And they were like waving it right over the dugout. I would love to be next to them with a sign that said, worthless! Get it? It's a pun on worth.
He's going to have a big year.
William Alton Young got it.
Yeah, and I definitely need outfielders. I have zero.
It's not going to have a good year.
Wow, I should have kept bidding then.
Yeah, you got to use information to your advantage, Keith.
I know. Use it.
Use it.
Yeah.
Who the hell are these people?
Like, I think this Mabel Bacon Ale would be a really good thing to do, like, a taste of at their place. A whole bomber of it is...
Yeah, not a 22-ounce bottle of it.
Yeah.
Very smoky. I remember the smoky. It's one of the few beers I've ever had where I remember the taste of it and go like, oh, right, this one.
Yeah.
What's up, Mike Miner?
Sounds like somebody's just opened a can of awesome sauce.
How's our consumption levels at? What are you at there, Keen?
I've been having a few. I've actually been waiting, putting off going and getting another one.
Why?
Which I'm going to do right now. Yeah.
You don't want to stay in for the Ben Revere bit-a-thon? Who the hell is Ben Revere?
I don't know. I don't know anybody anymore. He looks like he should be Dominican, but his name is Ben Revere.
It sounds like he signed the Constitution or something.
he sounded like he warned us proud Americans when those were on their way.
Sound like he probably signed the Declaration of Independence or something.
Probably.
Wait, who? Oh, Ben Revere.
Oh, Benjamin Revere.
You know, Ben.
Oh, it was a Paul Revere joke.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. Get it? Beastie
Jonathan
Boys?
Lucroy.
Paul Revere? Song?
Who's this guy?
Ugh.
Why am I still doing this? Who are these people?
Zero home runs last year.
Why did I join this shit league?
Bro, you love fantasy of all kinds.
I do.
That's right. You had your own podcast about fantasy.
I did.
I know. Is there going to be you want to do a fantasy show this year?
Yeah.
Favero?
Yeah, I do.
We could recap this. We could probably get 8 weeks of material recapping the draft.
That's pretty much what me and Joe's material did.
That's my favorite thing about that. It's like we're going to do a very, very specific podcast specifically about one fantasy draft. We have to go through every pick. And it took you like 8 hours. And you recorded all of it.
Every podcast, we kept going to a new round because it took so long.
Why'd you guys stop doing podcasts? I was actually starting to look forward to them.
I got a little bit too busy. but in summer, I will not be. So there should
Axford looks pretty good there. I like that name. Man. All right.
You got a nice package, guy.
I like how you're put together. This guy sounds like a woman. Lance Lynn. Come on.
Look at that smile.
God, Vita's just blowing these bids out of the water. I can't keep up with them.
Blowing all these baseball fantasy players.
Blowing so many penis.
Oh, I did not want to bid $6.
So, Peen, you are on West Coast time, so what is it, like 6 over there?
Yeah, 6.
And how many beers have you had?
This is the third.
Oh, no, you got some catching up to do, brother.
No. Go get two, shotgun one, and drink the other one.
Yeah, come on. Keen, I will pay you $20 if you drink so much you throw up all over Lucy. Like, call Blair and be like, Blair, check this out. And then shotgun a beer and then just barf all over Lucy.
It'd be really awesome because Lucy would just eat the vomit.
She'd be so happy. Be like, you're showering me in delicious food.
Yeah.
It would probably make her day.
That's what my dogs.
Hey, when are you coming out here again?
That's what my dogs do when the cats start to vomit. Like, oh, sweet, food dispensing.
What a treat for us.
Yeah.
Another treat for the road.
And I kind of like it because then I don't have to clean it.
Yeah, they're like living vacuums and mops. I thought a good trick would be have like a dog as a dishwasher, and it would lick all your plates clean, and then you would dry it on their fur. I was like, you know, 8, but, you know, I still think it's a decent idea.
Michael Kadire looks like he's 55 years old.
Live in Kadire. No, live and let Kadire. Yeah. No, moving on from that. My bad.
Just pretend I never said that. I am so happy that somebody overbid me there. I'm going to pay $5 for Michael Kadire.
I just bid up even to $7, so.
I'm pretty mad no one overbid me on all those Gomez. I don't know who that is.
Listen, I do. Knew...
Carlos Gomez and Bobby Abreu?
Yeah.
Bobby Abreu is definitely. That's the most prestigious.
Well, that was the Bobby Abreu was a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, man.
Sounds very nice to me. Nice one. All right, fuck that.
Too high.
Ah, great. What a great pickup for the Magellan.
Oh, stop trying, Keen. Stop it. It's not going to work. You're not going to goad me into bidding on $6 for a middle pitcher.
Holy shit, he had 13 wins last year?
Look at his whip and his ERA, Spey. He's a good pitcher.
I already got Huston Street. I don't need him. I have so much pee already. Like overflowing with pee. I only need 2 more peas.
Huston, I hardly knew him.
No. Or Huston. All right, I could see that. Yeah.
I'll bet $2 for Homer.
Homer, I barely know her.
Bidding war.
This is taking.
Spay, what were your other topics that you thought of for this week?
Oh, since we're into these late rounds and we need to bring up some more topics. Let's see. Oh yeah, the Columbia Pike streetcar. We never continued covering.
Oh yeah, I saw on RL Now that it was a huge deal and that the Arlington County Tea Party was now opposing it.
Yeah,
very, very firmly.
I read in the WAPO, which is the Washington Post for you non-native DCans. So the whole meeting kind of devolved into a shouting match where the people who opposed it would be like, "I demand you as you know, like just be selfish, like jerks about the whole thing."
Right.
But to me, it's funny because I mean, it definitely doesn't make sense to build a streetcar.
Please, makes perfect sense, Spay.
You can make the express bus and it does the exact same thing for way cheaper.
Not really.
Yeah, you don't have
to. It doesn't. You're in the real estate world. It's more attractive to developers to have rail there.
Metro, yeah, like its own separate streetcar. No.
Yeah, I know, but rail compared to bus, if you're going to compare, yeah, obviously Metro is better, but they're not going to build that. It's like between the two. The streetcar is going to draw in more developers and higher price development.
No, but you forget they make a zone where you.
Is this really what we're talking about?
That's right.
Yeah, have you been listening to the podcast lately?
Vagina.
Just wait till we start talking about traffic routes and whether the Route 66 deserves to be 4 lanes or 6 lanes.
How about tax bracket talk next? I like that too.
Hey, how about taxes? No one likes them, right? Am I right?
Am I right?
Tax for Fowler.
I still have to do my taxes.
Good more. Yeah, me too.
It's just, I'm just going to get the TurboTax and see if I can just...
I've got TurboTax and I've got all of my, like, paper sitting right next to where my computer normally is.
I like to turn 1 of paper into 4 of coin. Remember that one?
Sadly, yes, I do.
Yeah, upstairs there's a... Vera, I don't know if you know this, but I live in a... apartment building and they have a washer and dryer, what do you call it, laundromat type thing?
Yeah.
Laundry room, and in there is a casino game that you can win every time. You just put in one of paper and you win four of coin.
You put in a dollar, you get four quarters back?
I mean, I'm not sure what the technical names are for prize tokens, but, you know, yeah, you put in one of paper and you win four of coin every time.
Hey, use it or use it.
Nope, Raphael Bentoncourt, the United Nations Bentoncourt. I don't really want Bentoncourt. But I'll bid $4, why not?
Yeah,
I don't know Raphael Bentoncourt.
Well, the United Nations of Bentoncourt, why not?
There's a lot of players here I don't know.
I nominated him.
I like him.
Oh, I got a big one I'm going to nominate next.
How much I left? We're all pretty much down. Oh, I've got the most of the four of us.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
Vita and Meatballs still have over $100.
They think they're getting bitcoins and change.
Hoenn still has $60.
Hoenn's trying, though. He keeps bidding, but he's shy about going too high on players.
Yeah, yeah, you got to spend it, man.
Yeah, he's clearly not. Oh, buddy.
Ooh, yeah, Soriano time.
Does he still steal any bases? Oh,
yeah, he steals bases.
Apparently six. Apparently six.
Okay, good to know.
He did.
Oh. What are the categories, Peen?
They're, I think, normal categories, but...
What you see right on the...
Oh, whip? Whip?
Yeah. Whip.
Cool whip?
You know, six stolen bases doesn't seem like a lot, but then you have to remember, they play 182 games. So that's a shitload of stolen bases.
Well, yeah, when you put it that way. belt? What?
Who's that?
He's good.
I like him.
You know, Keen, no offense.
Yeah, look at his great stats last year.
Keen, no offense, but I hate it when people have last names that are also words.
You've got balls. I like your balls.
What was that?
I know, I really hate people whose last names are verbs.
Oh, what?
That would be you, Spay. Or it could be Ogle also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. I didn't think about it, but those are rare words.
I don't like people whose last names are clothing, other than Brandon Belt, who I just bought.
Tyler Clippard. Oh, I hate this nerd.
Clip and
nerd,
save.
Nerd, 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 nerd.
Clip and save, Spay.
I heard you. I fucking hate this guy. $6.
Hey, Keen, could you let me have him for $6?
No. I just bid on that stupid... no! I can't believe I even bid on that piece of shit. And then
he's got 45 saves and holds last year.
He sucks. He's an asshole.
He's like a top player in our league.
I hate him.
I heckled him once.
I heckled him many times. I made a post on Go Mets Die Braves about how much I hated him.
Did you?
Back when he was on the Yankees, his first debut was against the Mets, and he beat them. He was a starting pitcher, and he won. And he was like 20 years old, and he had zits all over his face. You could see him on TV. I hate him. I hate that guy, and I'm going to bid on Grilly here.
Yeah, again, run a run of players I've never heard of, and I think they're making up their names as they go along.
Do you guys just hear that? Ogle, she squirted in his pants, I think, and tried to get it right in the line.
Like, I didn't want nothing come of me shitting my pants.
I was going to shit my pants. I might as well get that on the podcast forever. Oh, that stinks. Oh, man. Oh, terrible.
Hey, cheers.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't know why I cheers that. I'm actually the opposite of cheersing that. Good, great. Who's this man? Marco Estrada? Never heard of him. Once again.
Yeah, he had 5 wins and 1 save last year.
Who's already bid him up to $6?
This Kubas guy is big on the overbidding.
Computer.
Well, because he's sitting on that money.
Yeah.
Oh, at this point, he has to spend that much, even though all these guys' projected value is a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good because Emu Express can't – like the auto bids aren't going to go that high now because now all the projected values are $1.
Oh, so basically. We'll get all of the medium players. at a medium pace.
Yes.
Actually, we're probably a pretty slow pace.
We'll get everybody that we need here at a medium pace. We'll do it.
It's just draft is pretty close to being done. There's not that many slots left.
Oh, fat Josh Beckett.
Because we'll all have filled our teams, and then we can all quit and leave the auto drafters.
Like when I'm at the bar and all the slots leave.
The slots are gone. It's like, oh, hold on. Let me see where, if there's any slots I can chat up. So, Keen, what's the public transport sitch like out in where do you live? Encinitas?
Yeah, not too good, Spay.
That's why your property values are probably so low.
So high. They're so high.
Well, if you guys...
I'm basically a real estate... forget the word. Forget the word.
Good one, Keen. I'm basically like a...
Oh, a mogul. I'm a mogul.
All right. Because you bought a house?
Yes. Highly leveraged in real estate.
I like this Vogel song guy. I like the cut of his jib.
I like how he has the goatee, but then not the mustache part.
Yeah. Technically, that makes it a Van Dyke with the mustache.
Van Dyke?
Yeah, Van Dyke is like the window over your mouth where it's like the beard and the connected to the mustache.
Huh?
I'll have to nominate a player.
Isn't that just a goatee if your mustache connects to your underbeard?
Underbid?
Underbid.
Under your panis?
Shut up, I've been drinking.
How many Bevos deep are you?
Quite a few. There's a lot of empty scattered around my room here.
So the Van Dyke, according to Wikipedia, the Van Dyke is a mustache and a beard, but they're not connected. Or a goatee, but you cut the sides out.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so chin and upper lip, but no.
I stand fucking corrected.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, fuck you, Spay.
Ooh, I
Keen, why haven't you gotten all the Padres?
Oh, I missed it.
Are you too busy having sex with Lucy?
Yes.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm uncomfortable now.
Why? We all know that Keen has sex with his dog. Why else do you spend so much money on it?
Oh, yeah, it's true.
On the sex?
Well, wait,
you have to buy sex off of your own dog?
All right, show of hands. Show of hands. Who's put a finger inside of a dog's butt?
Yes.
Cat dog, you've done that.
Multiple times a day, yeah. Yes.
You even got graded on that, didn't you?
Hey, it's not weird if you have to fart while you do it.
Pavero, are you still working or just school?
No, I'm just school.
Are you still doing vet stuff?
No, I'm just schooling.
Ah.
But I still stick fingers in dog butts on a day.
You know, you gotta keep your practice up.
You just don't master a craft and then lose it. You gotta keep practicing.
So. That's right. Like debating. You just become a masturbator.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Pavero, sometimes you show up at the dog park with no dogs, and then somebody comes over and they say, hey, which dog is yours? And you just look at them really creepily and say, I haven't decided yet.
Hey, Keen, you ever show up at the dog park? That's all I was asking.
That's it? Yeah. No, never, Spay.
Oh. Odd. Ooh, nice. Smooth belch. Was that Keen or Pavero?
That was me.
Ah, nice work, Keen. Pavero, if you ever want to let a smooth belch rip, just go ahead, man. That's what this podcast is all about.
Oh, I've been going to another room this entire time.
Oh, dude, sorry. I just told you, man. Like, that's like our bread and butter. Pretty much what we live off of.
Oh, and I was farted in the other room earlier, too.
Now you're just making me angry. Now I feel like you're depriving us on purpose. Trevor Cahill. Okay, that's the actual whitest name that we've come across so far.
I don't know. Brandon McCarthy is pretty white.
Benjamin Revere.
Irish are not really white.
Oh, Brandon McCarthy. He's
also very funny on Twitter. Very funny on Twitter.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wait, who is?
Brandon McCarthy.
This fucking guy?
Yeah.
Let's see his stats. 73 Ks.
Yeah, he's not great, but, you know, it's funny.
His whip is over one.
He gets a pat.
Cool whip. I'll bid on him.
You're bidding three. Wade Miley is still on the board, and you guys are bidding up Brandon McCarthy.
Tim Hudson. Can't believe he's still in the league. Hey, you need a Bevo?
Nope, I'm good.
I do.
Actually, yeah, I'll take one. Great. Bevo's for everyone. No, Keen.
Ooh, Padre.
Do you think anyone's actually going to make it to the end of this podcast? No, wait.
I might not make it to the end of this podcast.
Ogle, are you and Spay going out for some post-draft drinking?
I have no
idea. A nice after party?
We may just sit around and analyze our teams.
Just start proposing trades to everybody else.
On the podcast, we should all sit around.
Yeah, should we jump right into our first Fantasy Pals episode?
Yeah. Our first draft analysis episode.
Why not make this bitch a four-hour podcast?
That's still our best podcast, Bay.
What, the snack
pack? The four-hour drunk podcast we did?
The one on New Year's? At your house?
Yeah. No. It was I was in San Diego, but we were on the Skype.
I was at Pal Seaside.
Yes. This was the Baltica night.
Yeah, or not Pal Seaside. Mm-hmm. I was at the Igloo.
Yeah.
I was at Igloo by the Bay. And, Loesch, I want him. There. Kubas! Fuck you, Hone. Oh, he got me!
Oh, it's sticking at the stay.
That's fine. He does have the money to spend, but his team's going to be with, like, a bunch of $8 mid-nothings.
Unlike Emu Express is going to have $161 players on their
heads. Yeah. Well, look at his last two. His last two players are Pedro Alvarez and Jonathan Lucroy.
Way to save your money for that, Vita.
Starling Marte.
Yeah.
Nice name, brah.
He's got some stellar stats.
Yeah, 18 runs, 17 RBIs.
He's probably going to have a breakout year. I think he's poised for it.
You just heard of him 5 seconds ago.
I'm pretty sure if you check the scouting reports, you'll see. He's on the cusp of stardom.
Spay, how's Lucas Duda going to be this year?
Lucas Duda, Duda. The other thing you can do with his name is be like, Duda Bides. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a good one, Spay.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is that you need to nominate a player.
Yeah. And stat.
Michael Young, he was great 10 years ago. He's on the Phillies now?
Well, I really hope somebody... Goes back over top of me here.
Nice one.
I ain't doing it.
Keenan, I'll take it.
Oh! Whoa! You guys got to see this if you're listening right now. It's amazing. One guy bid, and then another guy bid another dollar more. Whoa!
It pretty much was just like
that. Whoa! Went back another bid. Now it goes back.
Can you prolong this for 10 more seconds of my life?
Yeah, as long as possible.
It's got three positions.
Ugh, three positions. So what is that? Reverse cowgirl or what? How many do we?
Ugh. Juan Pierre time! Hooray!
Hey,
Paul Juan Lucky Pierre. I'm definitely getting this guy. He's gonna get so many at bats. It's on the Marlins.
He's gonna be hitting ahead of Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, exactly.
Score lots of runs.
Ace Megbo pitcher.
Juan Al Contraire Montfrere Pierre. yes. Switch. Count it. Nothing but net. Keen, I'm doing that. Pavera, what do you think of this? Do you ever had the beers that you can rescrew the tops on, like the aluminum cans?
Yeah.
Do you have ever done the strategy where as soon as you unscrew it, you take the cap and you like bend it in half and throw it away so that you can't reseal it, meaning like you have to finish that beer?
Why would I ever reseal it to begin with, though? I never have done that.
You've never done that?
Well, I've never needed to reseal it, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I call that the burning the boat strategy.
And those caps are remarkably easy to bend. Makes you feel like a big man.
That's true. You do also feel tough because you're like, ha, 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 ha.
I can bend a bottle cap, you know.
Bend to my will, cap.
Yeah.
Take that, Spay.
Yeah. Well, the Miller Lite Pounders, the aluminum pounders that they have. Wait, who bid $6 on Bobby Parnell?
It's going to be great this year. It's going to have a huge year.
I
let Magellan Eaters take Bobby Parnell.
See the closer?
Fuck. I think so. I don't know how many games.
Oh, it's Miley time.
It's me, Miley. Yeah, Party in the USA.
That's a good song.
Do you guys know that when I studied, I don't know if you guys know this, but I was in Africa, and I studied abroad in South Africa, and like our last night, everybody went out to this bar, and there was like 40 Americans in this bar. They had like a DJ, and they were like playing like requests, and they'd be like, a shout out to all my American friends, blah, blah, blah. And then this one guy kept going like, Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. I'll give you $20 if you play that right now. And he was like, no. Not playing Party in the USA. Played like every other song we requested because we were, paid more money at that bar than they've seen and whatever. But it's like, come on, man. Party in the USA. It's like so many Americans here. The song was at its peak. And he's just like, no, fuck you. I'm not playing that shitty song. Shut us down. Anyway, good story, Spay.
Nice work, dude.
Good story, Spay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Keen, does that ever happen to you when you go study abroad in Africa, perhaps South Africa?
No, I've never been, Spay. I'm not as worldly as you.
You were in Korea recently.
I was.
Just bringing this up off topic, Wichita State is about to go to the Final Four.
Who are they playing?
This fucking losers from Ohio State.
Yes.
Ah.
I really want Ohio State to lose.
Oh, my bracket! Ah!
It was perfect till now.
Spay, have you had an exciting Sprots week?
I haven't watched any. If I play my cards right, I might be able to not watch any of the NCAA basketball tournament. Except through windows of bars as I walk down the street when the games are on.
Why won't they let this? Yahoo wouldn't let me bid on that guy.
Tim Hudson?
You don't have enough money.
Yeah.
It said $4.
You're maxed out. But
yeah.
But
you have to have $1 for each of your open roster spots.
Yeah, Pav Dog. Duh.
If you look under where it says 15 seconds current bid, there's a max bid thing there.
Typical noob.
Is this back to this fucking rules thing you guys are talking about?
Fuck a rule.
Fucking rules.
I want.
Oh, yeah, so now it goes away.
Huh. I don't even. Do they have any catchers left? What the fuck?
I don't have any catchers. I don't have a catcher here for you.
There are no catchers left.
Oh, you all laughed at me for getting Willen Rosario for $12.
Willen is the dumbest name. I bet he's a big fan of the new Willennium.
Change all players to catchers. But...
What?
Yeah, that's what I just did. Oh, there's somebody named Yasmani Grandal on the Padres. That's who I'm going
for. He's suspended for 50 games.
Why more like... I was going to spend $1 on him.
More like Grandal the Gray. casting spells to save the midget people. Ooh, Travis Dennard. He might get some playing time. So party in the USA. I mean, we're all partying in the USA. It's a good party.
It's kind of fun to look at Tommy and Vita's teams.
Is it funny?
Let me check this out.
I mean, I'm sort of laughing on the inside more than on the outside. But...
But on the inside,
Vita's team is horrendous. Teams.
Oh, let's see if Vita bids on this guy, Kurt Suzuki. So far, no one's bid on him.
He's all yours.
I thought the catcher.
Hey, catcher time! Kurt Suzuki, welcome to Yozette.
He doesn't play, Spay. He's not the starter on the Nationals, is he?
Who is the starter?
Isn't Wilson Ramos?
Okay. It's all right.
Did someone draft Wilson Ramos?
I don't know.
Wilson Ramos will probably get hurt. No big deal.
Oh,
or catcher time.
Yeah, Ruiz. Why not? I could use some backup C.
Oh, well, he's the starter, right?
You're going to handcuff your catcher?
Yeah, why wouldn't I handcuff my catcher? Then I'll put some P and some C, if you know what I'm talking about. That's right.
Steve?
Actually, Spay, did you weigh in this week for our weekly segment?
Oh, yeah, I did. I bought a scale. You should be happy. Oh, William A. Young Esquire, Alton Young, yeah. Dick. I was trying to handcuff a guy.
Now you can, you got money.
My money spends. Say my money doesn't spend.
Stop prolonging this.
Bitch.
Oh. Use it. Use it.
Yeah, Spade, what'd you weigh in at? How's it looking?
Okay, so I bought a scale from Amazon, mm-hmm. delivered to the front desk, and I signed for it like a king because I have an army of people at my disposal, delivering all goods and services to my front doorstep without any effort of mine besides clicking. The scale showed up. It came with batteries, no big deal. And I weighed in after a good long elliptical, good long sweat in the shower.
I always take a shit right before you weigh yourself.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly how much my pee and my farts weigh.
Yep.
Who the hell is Steve Sishek?
Oh, nice name, Sishek. Oh, man, did you guys hear that?
Ogle.
Yeah, who was that?
Ooh. Moving quickly.
That was Ogle. Oh, no. Oh, I think we're all in for big trouble right now. But I had a pretty fierce elliptical session this week. I was 5 for 5 weekdays. So I think that's pretty good. And then I went on the scale. So first number, 2. Second number, also 2. Third number, also 2.
That's down.
2, 2, 2.
Is that down?
It's already starting to melt off. I feel like...
3 less pounds than last week.
Yeah, I mean, even though that I think I had... Excuse me. I think I had, like, jeans on and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, your scale's probably a little light, so I was probably already losing 4 pounds or so.
I zero that thing in every morning.
Yeah, I doubt it. It's probably not as accurate as my digital scale. Probably not. I brought the high-end model.
Carlos Marmol.
Marmot.
What the hell?
What's good about the scale that I bought is it also comes with a tape measure, I guess, to do your measurements? I don't know. Weird.
That was really loud.
Yeah. Now it fits around everything, but... Whoa. Whooped around. So I did my measurements, too. Do you wonder what those are?
I guess so, Spay.
All right, we'll skip the measurements. But let's just say several of them... All of them were over... That started with the number 4.
So this is the guy you say is starting now?
Oh, this...
I mean... If he doesn't get kidnapped again, like last offseason.
Oh, man.
So this guy taking Kurt Suzuki's spot. Instead of bidding on him, can I assassinate him? Perhaps Nancy Kerrigan him?
Oh, I can't wait to have a full roster, and then I can quit this draft.
Oh, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I haven't
got kind of wishing it. I wish I never started this draft.
I should have never been born.
Every time I'm one of Keen's auction drafts, that's what I think. Life would be much better if I was never born.
So what, the consensus is next year, no auction draft?
Keen, your auction drafts are the worst of all the auction drafts. It'd be one thing if it was
going.
Just...
We started this shit an hour and 41 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I know. Tell me, the league I did, I'm in Tummy's Brothers League. Yeah. Draft done in 50 minutes.
Yeah, that's how a draft should be on a Saturday night.
Yeah, but none of us have anything else to do.
Well, speak for yourself, married dork.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pavo. Owen's out?
I did have other things to do.
Yeah, you canceled 5 plans.
Exactly.
Who's Andrelton Simmons?
Oh, he's back in.
Nobody knows.
He's the shortstop for the Barbos.
I hate the Barbos. I fucking hate the Barbos! God, what else did I write last night to talk about on this podcast? I can't even understand this. I watched... Oh, we already talked about this. 40 is 40... Wait, what is it called?
40 Going on 40, a terrible movie and a waste of Paul Rudd.
I think it's called This is 40.
This is 40, yeah.
Not 40 going on 40, on the 40 show. People who are 40 that are now 40, the movie. 40
I'm 40, but I so feel 40.
This is 40 was the worst.
I didn't think it was totally the worst. It was not.
Did you laugh though? I didn't laugh at all.
No, it was a lot. It was more cringeworthy. It was like, oh, I have to nominate Marsha. It was kind of like not like a Curb Your Enthusiasm, but the same kind of like awkward humor. It was like a long episode of Louie.
Yeah, but I don't like Louie.
I know, that's why I'm not surprised you didn't like it. I thought it was okay. I thought it was stupid that they made their whole the whole tension of the movie was they're gonna have to run out of money and sell their house. It's like, who gives a shit? Like,
what, you mean their giant mansion in like the most trendy, cool part of Los Angeles, where their house is probably worth like $2 million and they might have to downgrade to a $1 million house?
Exactly.
And then live off the $1 million profit.
Ah, cracking a beer. Nice. Yeah, especially after I just watched all like 60 episodes of The Shield, and the Farmington's supposed to be like Compton, basically. It's like the ghetto, it's like South Central.
Yeah.
Right out of Compton.
So, like, you're watching that, and it's all these, like, shotgun, like, one-level, like, two-bedroom houses, and all these, like, drug dealers and, like, shitty apartments and, like, flea-bag motels. And then they go to, like, this guy, and he's, like, running around. It's like, they have, what, it was his birthday party where, like, I already paid the caterer and all this other stuff. So he basically spent, like, $50,000 on a birthday party for himself.
Yeah, a stupid birthday party for his bratty kid.
And you're like, oh, I can't give my dad any more money to help raise it. It's like, look, fuck all of you. Like, people actually have money problems. You don't. Like, there are no, you don't have money problems. Your other, and then the wife, like, her dad's a rich doctor that she just doesn't see a lot. Like, that's not a problem.
Right.
Like, oh, but he doesn't even know who his grandkids are. Like, so now he does. He just showed up. He's rich. This is stupid. I didn't. So yeah, I had trouble buying like the. I don't know. It was like white people problems taken to an extreme.
I don't know if Paul Rudd should be the lead on any movies. Ah, Ogle, you dick.
He's definitely a better sort of like support.
That's fine.
I thought, yeah, like, I don't know. I thought Paul Rudd was good in it. I thought it was a good movie. Like, you know, he was good, and the parts were fine. I thought, you know, if you wanted to make that your movie, it's okay. It's just tough to, one, you're selling it as, like, an Apatow comedy, like,
yeah.
You did Anchorman and, you know, 40-year-old Virgin. Hey, how about this joke? Alibaba called. He wanted the number 40 back.
Why can't they just turn the Paul Rudd, Tim and Eric thing into a movie?
Oh, like with the shot of Oyster smiling?
Yeah,
take that, Keen.
It's fine. This is my last roster spot. Well, I can spend all my money.
I want Luke Gregerson. Now he's mine.
No, you have to bid on him. Oh, you can't afford it.
No, he's now the majority.
Oh, Gregerson! God damn it!
My team is done.
That's your last roster spot. I have no bench players yet.
You have no bench players.
Yeah, well, enjoy Marco Scudero then.
I'll take
Scudero. Oh, I wanted Scudero.
Now, Scudero's mine now. Oh, Kubas. God damn it.
Damn, Scudero's a hot commodity there.
I'll
be nice to have $26. Keen, you're so lucky. Filled out your whole... You're done?
Now I wish I could get back in and get Marco Scudero.
Just buy more. Spend a few bitcoins. He knows.
You just... five.
Yeah, like, what?
Good score, Kubas, for $8.
Wait, Keen, didn't you like it when, what's the chick in the movie? The wife?
I don't know. I don't know.
Nice.
Didn't you like it when her boob was mashed in the mammogram and they were just squishing the shit out of her boob?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, whoever Leslie Mann. Oh, isn't this Judd Apatow's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are his kids.
Oh, was that the follow-up, the quasi-sequel to...
Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like... So they played supporting characters in Knocked Up. And
big
now
win. Big win for Ogle.
James McDonald.
Oh, Tracy.
Wichita State is now officially a Final Four member.
Nice. Hey, do we have AJ's phone number? We can tell him to go suck a dick.
Yeah.
I assume you have it on... I
assume you do, Ogle.
I have it on Facebook.
Oh, the other thing I didn't understand about that movie is why Graham Parker was a big deal. Like, I didn't like any of those songs.
Why couldn't they pick another band that people actually cared about, semi-cared about?
Like, they should have been like, oh, I want to sign Faith No More. And then they would have been like, oh, that's worth literally billions. But, well, Graham Parker, like, I don't, that doesn't seem like a good strategy. Like, somebody who's like a rich record businessman should know that, like, an old British rock band from the 70s is not going to be worth a lot of money now.
Yeah, although at the same time, he doesn't know anything about money. He's the one who is living in like a $2 million house. He's having money troubles.
Yeah, how did he even get that money? It didn't make any sense.
He spent millions decorating his stupid record company office.
Yeah, exactly right. It doesn't make... It's not. I'll take Ruggiero here. Reginiano.
Why didn't he pick a talented band like Toad the Wet Sprocket to make a comeback?
Oh, Toad. Do you know what band my brother and sister-in-law are seeing next week?
No, who?
They might be Giants.
Oh, yeah. Really? Where?
Rams Head in Baltimore.
I'd like to see They Might Be Giants.
Well, they just had a new album come out.
Oh. Well, I haven't heard anything since Tiny Toon Adventures played Particle Man and Istanbul.
You didn't know them except for Tiny Toons?
Really?
They also sang James K. Polk, another great song. They have a few hits.
Oh, right. James K. Polk, your favorite guy because he bought California from Mexico.
Yes.
But he also included Los Angeles in that, so shouldn't you be mad at him?
Somewhat, yes.
Basically, James K. Polk is the reason Keen isn't Mexican.
You really should be Mexican, Keen. You ever think about it?
Hey, can you guys hurry up with the draft?
Keen, there's Pavero, a lot of very important moves.
Fill your roster, Pavero.
I'm working on it.
I'll take me.
No, Ogle, fill your roster. You have eight open slots.
It's hard when I can't bet over $2. See, I'm already out of this. And I nominated the asshole.
Tell Cohen to stop bidding on stuff.
Most people only have like four slots, but
are you guys really in a bidding war for Paul Mahomes?
No, but I'm trying to fill out my last spot. I have $6 to spend.
You can do better than Paul Mahomes.
I only had $6.
How do you get to bet $6? I can't bet over two.
Because he only has one roster spot left.
I want to spend all my money on this guy. I'm just
kidding.
You have five, and you have $6.
I'm just gonna.
So the most you can bid is $2 on a player, six. And then you're stuck with ones.
I just bid all the way up to six.
He's not even in the major leagues.
I don't care. What am I gonna use the money? I'm gonna drop it later and add somebody on the waiver wire.
There's good pitchers left.
I don't.
There's like
shit. I'm gonna waiver wire them all.
Dylan G is still available.
What, Dylan G? I should have Dylan seeded.
There's a good pitch. Jamie Garcia's good.
Well, Peen, maybe you should have left some roster spots for yourself then if this
week. Like this, Oscar Tavares does not have a picture or any stats.
That's okay. I don't need him. I spent $6 and I'll drop him later. That's just how I roll. No big deal.
Jamie Garcia?
Oh, I'll bid for Jaime. And that's as high as good. I can bid. So now someone will outbid me probably.
Well, as long as one of the auto bids don't.
Was that the intern? Shut her up.
Yeah, that was the intern. She's rolling.
I still have six bench spots open.
Lucy, come here.
Oh, so you're probably in the same issue that I'm in. You can't bet a lot.
Probably not. It's all... Oh, no. Owen's done, too. He had $10 left over. What a terrible...
My turn to nominate a player? Hey, Vera, what's your max bid right now?
Let me see.
Should be one.
$1, yeah.
Vetus is $152. There's nothing left but $1 players.
Yeah, I can't top you on that.
I know. I was gonna say if you could go to $2, I was gonna bet $2. I was gonna bid $2.
I don't know who Julio Teheran is. Sounds like some kind of Islamic guy. Well,
he's got the highest average cost left in the draft, so.
He's a pretty good pickup, Ogle. He's like the top prospect in all of baseball.
Yeah, I like his 5.68 ERA and no wins.
So Vita's best position.
Hey, how come no one's taking Johan Santana?
Brohan?
He has a Cy Young award.
Yeah, I don't know. He also threw a new no-hitter just last year.
A new hitter.
So Vita's best position player is Jimmy Rollins.
Are you looking at his team? How terrible it is.
He paid $14 for Jimmy Rollins. And his next best player is Shin Chu.
He's got Jonathan Lucroy. I don't know about you guys, but I'm nervous.
Clark Lee might be not bad, but, I mean, come on. Now he's going to have nothing but dregs and backups.
I know. Vero, I'm so glad you nominated Nori Chika Aoki at that time.
Yeah. It was well planned.
Also, one of the auto bids is going to wind up with Johan Santana because he's the ninth best player left on the board.
Oh, well, sucks for them. That's why you have to be at drafts and not go to bars and pretend that you're fucking cool and have a life and have better things to do than being a fucking draft.
You bastard, Ogle.
He hit almost 30 home runs last year.
That's why I nominated him.
No bench players. I need a bench player. You know how that goes.
Can't wait to trade for Strasburg.
I don't know that that's going to happen.
Come on, Ogle. I'll trade you Jonathan Nease.
So I think it's pretty safe to assume the only people that are actually paying attention to this league are the four of us right now.
No, my friend Nicole is going to pay attention. Because I told her she had to, and she works right down the hall from me, so I'm going to bother her a lot.
Well, Tummy didn't come – I don't think he came to the draft last year, but he checked his team at least through the whole season.
Yeah, that's right. He was like in first place for a long time.
Yeah, the only one I'm worried about is Vita. Hoenn attending the draft makes me think he'll check his team.
Yeah, Hoenn really likes playing fantasy baseball too, so –
Yeah, so I'm only worried about worthless, terrible, fat, awful Vita. Ooh, Kayuji Fujikawa.
He had a vaguely Japanese name, so Vita picked him up immediately.
How is that? How can he do that from an auto draft position?
He just put in all the Japanese.
So fucking stupid.
He built a. He had
and
one
so
of his,
believable.
He had one of his Asian friends build him a script to just rate highly all of the Asian
players. Oh, because Asians are dorks and they computer program very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
had an army of Asian computer programmers.
Gene Segura?
Gene. Just like the boys, Gene, I've got cock!
Good job, Nicole. Good pick up there.
Well, Nicole's team, I'm looking at it, is not embarrassing at all.
No, Nicole's team is fucking good.
It's yeah, I mean, she has no pitching and no backups, but...
She's got a hell of an outfield.
Yeah.
And utilities.
I mean, her lineup, all of her batters are pretty decent. She has no third baseman, but...
Good idea by me. I just pulled up the match game scene from Private Parks. Oh, shit. You know what I should have done? I could probably still do this. Is it before and after elliptical 199 home line shots?
I'd say you could still do it. You're only a week in.
I can actually also do it now where it's like if I just let my gut go, looks fat and disgusting, huge.
Wandy.
But then if I just suck it in and flex a little bit, it looks like 10 times better. So I could do that before and after with no, you know, the same time. Good story, Spay.
Yeah, are you going to tweet that out?
Of course, I'll tweet it all. I'm an open book, Keen, you know that.
I did see you did a little bit of some Juge Twitter trolling this week.
That's not trolling. I'm actually very happy for Juge when he watches tennis. And
or when he's like, I'm going to go pick my wife up dinner, and then you retweeted it.
But yeah, that's my favorite thing is when him and his wife just have conversations that are completely unnecessary to have on Twitter. Like, hey, I'm so proud of you. I think that should all be retweeted because it's like, you guys know, like, you just have to be aware of the way you're communicating. Like, I don't, like, if you have a phone call with someone, you don't just, like, write that message on the front of your house in giant letters, right?
Why don't they just text that to each other?
Exactly.
Well, that's the question we've all been asking.
I don't need to use Twitter anyways.
Rivera, you have found the root of the problem immediately. You were very perceptive.
I'm not actually even on Twitter. That's why this is baffling to me.
My favorite thing that I did was, my favorite retweet of theirs was when it's just Juge at Mrs. Juge. Ha ha. It's like, why the fuck would you tweet that? It doesn't make any sense. There's no sense for it.
Spay, how's the reaction been to the Facebooking?
I you know what I should have done, actually I'm going to do that right now, is write down how many friends I had at the beginning of the experiment.
So Vita is about to buy a player that just got sent out of AAA.
He's playing the long game there.
Spay, I personally enjoy it. Everyone's why I comment on one of your quotes.
Sorry, say that again.
I said, Spay, personally, I enjoy it, and sometimes I comment on one. Do you like when I told you how to dress in layers one time?
Oh, yeah. It was very windy out. Oh, Mr. Spean wrote that my last one is boring.
Yes.
I saw that.
I liked that.
Oh, yes. Yes, you did.
It was boring.
The, yeah, like, I don't know. I think most people realize, like, that I'm just being a dick now. Like, I started it as just, like, oh, let's see how stupid and boring it could be. Now it's like, wait, now I can make these things show up in other people's feeds unless they defriend me or block me or something. I don't know. But so my friend level now, 445, which is impressive to me because I don't know 445 people that I can, like, call. Yeah. But so, all right, I'm going to write that down. Hopefully I can bring it down to, like, zero because I don't know anybody that likes this as a – like, wants to see, I don't know, like, eventually I'll be able to get rid of everyone, I think, somehow. That'll be, like, a mission, to make people unfriend me.
I think you're going to gain friends.
Sounds like fun. Good plan.
Hey, Spade, you think Rob Delaney is funny stand-up?
Yeah, I mean, his Twitter feed is...
Or is he only funny on the Twitter?
Like, he's the best, literally the best at Twitter, but I don't know, you can watch some of his stand-up on... the internet.
Well, if you're choosing between Rob Delaney and Otto and George, which one should I go to?
I don't know who Otto and George are.
Anthony's standbys.
Keen, what's your opinion on Will Venable?
He's good. He gets stolen bases, but he's platooning, so he's only playing half. He'll probably only get half time.
Oh. Well,
hey, you should get a Yonder Alonso on your team, actually.
I don't know who that is.
Fine, get Will Venable.
Hey, speaking of O&A show, Rich Voss is playing at the Draft House right now.
Oh, why don't you go see him?
We have a draft and a podcast.
Exactly.
Come on.
Is Rich Voss funny? Have you?
I don't know. He played at the Draft House when I was still there, but I don't know. He's so dumb.
This is taking forever.
Yeah, let's wrap this podcast up.
Well, more, can you wrap the draft up? Can we, like, speed up the 30 seconds thing somehow?
I can't do anything.
Yeah, fuck the draft. You're commissioner. Just end it, Keen.
Oh, hold on. There's a thing for commissioner controls.
Yeah. Cancel it.
No, I have one other
point. The only thing I'm allowed to do is put in timeouts, which we don't want to do.
Vita's about to get Johan.
So wait, who's left? Smegma, you need three more people?
Because
that's the problem. It has to cycle through the entire thing. We have to sit for stupid Vita
because
30 seconds.
Because I had so little money up until the last five rounds, I couldn't bid on anybody.
So put it on auto draft and say goodnight. Or, I mean,
that's a good point.
To the draft, I mean. You don't have to
end. Yeah, Favero, just set your nomination queue.
Well, if I'm still going to be podcasting, it doesn't matter if I'm on auto draft or not. I might as well sit here and still actually draft.
Yeah, aren't we wrapping up this podcast?
Oh, wrapping up the podcast, then, yeah.
No, we got plenty of time to roll. Let's make this... On. Yeah, what are we on, 2 hours now?
Let's get it.
I'm going to dinner at 8.
What? You made plans for tonight, but we have to cancel...
Wait, we couldn't make plans? Son of a bitch.
Asshole, Keen. Bavera had five... Wow. I had three plans. Ogle had multiple plans.
No plans for me.
All right, well, you could have had plans if you were making... Starty
plans. I didn't know I could make
sense. Hey, you guys are sitting at 10 p.m. there, though. I mean, I'm going to go get food, and then I'm going to come back and play Nintendo 64.
Going all night, Keen. Don't even think about stopping this.
And I had five plans, plus or minus five.
Where's Amber? Why isn't she on the podcast?
She's on the couch mad that I'm ignoring her doing this gay shit.
I'm guessing she's not a Pals podcast listener.
You guessed correctly, yeah.
Bavero, have you been listening? Can we count you in one of our seven listeners?
I've heard some of them.
No comment.
I've heard of it.
Uh-oh. 12, 11, 10. I'm about to have a full team here. So
it's a big, excited, it's a big day for you.
Let's get really excited. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, thank God.
Suck it, Favero.
Santiago Casilla.
Yeah.
Just make yourself a dang quesadilla.
He had a shitload of saves.
So why is it taking the auto drafters even 10 seconds just to nominate?
I don't know. They're just taking the first one on the list.
John Jay. He's a
he's one of the founders.
Supreme Court.
Yeah, he's on the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, he was the first Supreme Court justice.
Why would you know that, Keen? That's totally lame.
I've got money left over. Damn it.
Did you have money left over?
Please, stay. I was selected for Jeopardy.
Yeah, because I answered those questions for you.
That's my biggest regret about moving is that I had to pass up the Jeopardy tryout in Philadelphia.
You would have to drive to Philadelphia in a room full of like 100 people for like 3 of them to get picked.
I know, but my devilish good looks would have gotten me on the show.
It would have been like, we haven't had an Asian in a while.
Chris Capuano.
Actually, next tryouts day, I need to call you on the phone so that we can collaborate again. It's the only reason I made the cut.
I learned at WNL that thou shalt not lie, cheat, nor steal.
Oh, I didn't learn that at all.
It's a pledge we all took.
I lied, cheated, and steal the entire time I was there. So
that's why I have a diploma.
Actually, one of the most impressive things I did was an elaborate cheat on a test with me and like 3 other people in a conspiracy.
Why do you have to be elaborate? All you have to do is take it back to your room. It's really easy.
This was one they wouldn't let you. You know how like some teachers still don't let you do stuff?
No. What teacher wouldn't let you, didn't do it with the envelope you picked
up? This was a fucking Shagaspear final. And it was, you know, you can take the finals whenever you want. So this guy, we all drew straws. He had to take it first. So he took it, photocopied it, took it back to the fraternity. This is back in the early days of the internet. So we actually had a computer program to look up Shakespeare quotes.
See, me and Keen used to just go to the classroom, take the test, bring them back to the frat house, do them there with each other, and then bring them back to the test area and return them.
That's the obvious. That's
yeah, Favero, didn't we try to maintain some semblance of being honorable? Like we would take it ourselves in our room, but then we would collaborate on any questions we had or checking answers later.
There's a lot of checking.
As long as you were smart about it and didn't like make the you know hand in identical tests or like score an A when you've been a C all year, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. What are we? Even with this method, I never got A's.
No, I still didn't pass it sometimes.
The best I could look at, the best I could ever hope for was B's, even with these methods.
I still flunked out of school and didn't graduate. I mean,
I had open book tests and I still wasn't getting passing grades.
Yeah, I know. In languages, like where all you have to do is look up the conjugation. I still was getting B's and C's. Yeah.
Well,
it repeated the first year of Russian.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense that you were taking Russian. Well, just like Cookie Monster, C, it's good enough for me. Yeah.
Come on, meatballs.
I know, hurry this shit up.
Fucking fucking meatballs.
God, I wish I could bid $2 right now.
On Lomo? Logan Morrison?
Yeah.
Sounds like...
Hey, Spade, what about Charlie Murphy? You think he's funny?
I think
he's just told stories that were on Chappelle's show.
I bet he's got way more stories than they film, though, and they're probably funnier him talking than they are filming.
Hey, Keen, Zedison Volquez start?
He's the opening day starter.
Oh, sweet.
He'll get lots of strikeouts.
He'll get a lot of strikeouts and a million walks.
Wait, wasn't Volquez supposed to be, like, awesome?
Yeah, he used to.
He is awesome, Spade. He's on the Padres.
Selling for $1 in the last round of this shit auction league.
He's now a special pitcher.
Does not bode well. I mean, Daniel Murphy hasn't been picked up yet, and I wouldn't call him anything good.
Isn't he good?
No.
I'm pretty excited to have Jay Worth on my team.
Did Lucas Duda get drafted?
I don't know. Oh, Daniel Murphy's up now. Great.
No, Lucas Duda was not drafted. He has not been going in drafts.
The Duda bites.
Yeah. I know. He's not bad.
The problem is he sucks so bad in the field that he might never play.
Oh. Even on the Mets?
He's got the range of a fire hydrant. Like, he is not running down any fly balls.
Like, I like how the Mets are just – like, they've pretty much given up, right? I saw Alderson was talking about Yoan Santana retiring, and he's like, yeah, we have major holes in our pitching. But we're not going to do anything to improve it.
Yeah, no, they're I don't know. It's David Wright and the has-been and the kids. Like,
there's not even that many kids. It's just Matt Harvey.
No, they have a decent farm system. They traded.
I mean, there's Matt Harvey and Ike Davis, and that's about it.
Reyes, they got some good guys for him. They got some guys with Beltran.
Hurry up, Nicole, and Meatballs.
They didn't trade Reyes.
Yeah, they traded Reyes.
He signed as a free agent with the Marlins.
Oh, right, you're right. Yeah. Well, look, they got some guys.
And they got the guy they traded that second baseman for to the Giants. I forget the pitcher's name.
Oh, Vita's going to be pissed about this one.
Wheeler, Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, they got Zach Wheeler. You probably know more about the team than I do at this point.
Probably.
The guy's name really is actually the team for a while.
I have I run into difficulties sustaining interest in sports for that long.
Sprots, you mean?
Yeah, Sprots. After a while, I run out of Sprots times. Oh, Rob Delaney with bunny ears. Nice.
All right, Keener. Here you go.
Ah, good. We can wrap this up.
Ah, Lucas Doodah. A dude, he's a huge dude. It's like 6-something, many pounds.
Handsome as shit.
Huge. Also, you're also 6-something and many pounds.
Fucking hot as hell.
Huge balls.
Fucking so sweet to look at.
It's a full nice full handful of balls.
All right, we're done.
Thank you, Spike. Keen, we're not done. We're still going. I don't care about fucking plants.
All right, I'm getting in the shower, Spay.
What are you in the shower for? It's just you and Mr. Spean.
Can you take the phone with you, please?
Yeah.
What? Honestly, how spiffed up do you have to get for this dinner?
It's a pretty nice place.
Anyways, right?
Aren't you just getting a burrito, Keen? Don't lie.
Aren't you going to Taco
Bell? We're going to a nice trendy dinner.
Where?
It's Adidas.
Are you going
How many guppies live in your neighborhood?
What's the restaurant called?
Hey, Ogle, have you started selling people on the trip out here?
No, I haven't talked to anybody about it.
Ugh, fine.
Hey,
all of our friends are on this call right now.
Yeah. Better time to bring it up than right now. So.
Yeah, well, let's go. Since no one's going to W now for our 10-year anniversary, we can all go on a beer tour.
Mm.
Yeah, Pavero, why don't you come out here? I came to the Lighthouse Beer Festival in Wilmington many a time.
Yeah, that's when you lived in Virginia. And also,
we're gonna rent a limo and go to breweries. It's gonna be a fun time.
That's when you lived in Virginia, you could drive there in a couple hours.
Well, like 6 hours.
Well, let's not argue over how many hours. Let's just say, when are you coming to the East Coast, Keen?
I told you, Sam, I'm coming July 4th.
Why don't you come earlier? That's a long way away. You might not be around by then.
Where are you going to go? You're a high-powered commercial real estate worker.
I go where there's money to be made, okay? I sniff out the deals in the business, and then I go manage that shit like a real businessman. No one watched Happy Endings last night, according to Warming Glow.
Yes, I saw that Warming Glow. They were very sad. It was a terrible article. It made me curious when I.
Here's how stupid. This is when they take it way too far. Like we were saying, prepare yourself for the single most depressing paragraph of 2013. Well, go fuck yourself. It's a fucking TV show. Fine, it's great. You like it. It's got funny bits if you're into that. But otherwise, it's a bunch of spastic characters living the same impossible life that every other network sitcom is, where they have no discernible income or skills, yet they're all fabulously wealthy and they spend all their time going to expensive bars. I can't stand it.
Yeah. Who is that? Josh Kerp?
Yes, it's Kerp. Oh, the single most depressing thing in the world is Happy Endings might not be renewed and somebody won't waste millions of dollars on a show that doesn't make them any money. Are you fucking kidding me? That is depressing to you? Fuck your life if that's true. I hate this guy. Oh, it's so depressing. A TV show I like is not going to be on TV anymore. All right, well, you know what? The world will be better off without you if that's the worst thing that happens to you.
Yeah, see you in hell.
See him in hell. Let me see if any of my trolls got any. A half century of Doctor Who summed up in one graphic. I don't think anyone... Here, let's see what it said. Fucking Doctor Who. Oh, he's a Time Lord, you know. Baby Carruth, which is a great name because it says Carolina Panthers in his logo, says, I preferred Matt's policy of completely ignoring Doctor Who. You can't like comments, but it says, but then I wrote, not me, I love Doctor Who and the BBC and Barbara Walters and Matt Lauer and morning talk shows.
Navarro, did you really do a practice draft?
Pav Dog? Navarro? Did you abandon us?
Sounds like it.
Oh, fuck. We're not even cool enough to keep him on the phone.
Spate, play the end of the podcast song.
Fine. God, what a,
I gotta go shower.
What a whiner you are, Keen. You have to shower to go to where? Where are you going?
We're going to a trendy place.
What's it called?
Solace Moonlight Lounge.
Sounds kind of, yeah.
It's highly rated on Yelp, Spate.
I'm looking at it on Yelp, and it says, great place to go for handjobs.
Yeah.
From other, well, from big, burly, sweaty, hairy men.
Solace in the Moonlight Lounge. Let's see what. Here's the first review on Yelp. Got a great handjob there from a sweaty guy.
Yeah. You say it's like it's a bad thing.
He's reading it right off, well, right off Yelp.
His greasy armpits were great lube for his hands.
Mm.
Ugh, this is getting gross.
Smelt of ripe farts.
That's fine. I like a firm grip.
Mm. Aroma was not unlike that of a sweaty butthole.
It's like Lee P has 3 check-ins here. Are you going to check in when you get there?
Obviously.
Yeah, good call.
What do you get when you check in? What kind of room?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Oh. So what? Yeah.
Well, I am going to an. I don't want to pat myself on the back too much, but I am a Yelp Elite, so I'm going to a Yelp Elite event on Monday.
Boy.
Well, Keen, speaking of patting ourselves on the back, that is not in any way any kind of a seg into what I was about to say, but they have a new
a
bike.
Seg?
Segway. Seg into another comment.
Mm-hmm.
The so Lower Arlington got itself a bike share.
Oh, yes, I saw this. Now you can be one of the trendy bike-sharing people.
Yeah, right on Courthouse Road, right next to the 2200 Columbia Pike. The apartment's so nice, they didn't name it. Right next door. Like that one, I slid that right in. Didn't...
Yeah, I did. I can't wait to revisit my old stomping grounds, July 4th.
Yeah, a place where you yourself were working.
Meanwhile, Ogle's leaving town as soon as I get there.
Hey, friends, I'm back.
Had my friend change the date of his wedding just to make it coincide with your visit.
Good move.
Yeah, smart well, move. He likes me so much, it should be no problem.
That's just good planning.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, I think we've established we're all very good at plans.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're good at plans. We're good at making them. We're good at keeping them.
We're good at canceling them to podcasts.
Especially good at canceling 5 in one night.
Oh, Pavero's back. Thank you for gracing us with your presence again.
I had to check in with the 5 people I was supposed to hang out with, all at different places, and tell them I'm sorry I couldn't make it because I had to have such a fabulous time with Keen tonight.
And aren't you?
Hey, Pavero, did you...
I wish we had a draft every week.
Did you get a mock draft to get ready for this?
No.
Yeah,
no.
You did.
No?
Yahoo says you did you participated in a mock draft.
Pav says no. Yahoo says yeah.
I did a mock regular draft for my other leagues, not a auction draft.
Pretty lame.
Oh, regular
draft. There's other leagues, Barrow? Is this like the other fantasy football league? Why, how come I'm not invited?
Well, they're 2 public leagues.
Oh, public.
And also, you were invited to the secret fantasy football league this year.
Right, the football league. I thought there was a secret baseball league that I was being left out of.
Are you kidding? We can't even get people to play in the real baseball leagues.
I know. We're the worst.
I love getting not invited to the secret baseball football league.
You are in it.
Hey, yeah, I was in it. I think I won it this year, didn't I?
Yeah, I tell you, I think you won.
Hey, Keen, did you make this for money, this league?
No, well, I never discussed it, but I would like it to be for money. But now I feel like when Vito looks at his team, he's not going to want to put $20 in.
So
definitely look at it when you got time.
So there's no point in updating our lineups anymore.
Well, for pride, Spay. Why wouldn't you anyways? What do we have to do that's so important that you can't check for 1 minute every day?
I'm so fucking busy.
We all have intelligent phones.
Hans Bricks, don't you know how fucking busy I am?
All right, I gotta get in the shower. I gotta go.
I can't believe this draft is still going with the Emo Express and Meatballs auto drafting just going back and forth.
Spey, are you gonna keep the are you keeping the podcast going, or do you want to play the song?
God damn it, I'll play the fucking song.
Fine.
Still has 8 open roster spots.
How many does the Emu Express have?
5.
And he has $152. What a terrible draft.
God, his team is so awful. I'm looking at it now.
Let's just analyze his team for the next rest of the podcast.
He has someone named Wellington Castillo on his team.
More like the beef Wellington, as I like to call it. Yes! What a great note to go out on, right on top, like we always are. I'm ready with the song. Ready? Thank
you. And this is going to be one of our fans' all-time favorite episodes, Spey.
Probably the best. Nobody likes there's nothing better than listening to other people have a shitty fantasy draft. Pavero, thank you for calling in. Ogle, thank you.
Yeah, Pavero, why don't you come on and guest again?
Just invite me. I'll come on.
All right, fine. Great. Okay.
Cancel all of your plans for the rest of your all Saturday nights.
I want this draft to end so I can look at my team.
All right, go to google.com. Don't forget to check out the Twitter feed, at Pals Podcast, and feel free to tell a friend.
Oh, hey, we forgot to do the news. You guys want to do the news now?
Keen, ready to do the news?
I'm not sure there's one player on the Emu Express's, like, their batters that I would even start.
That's a slam on you, Vita. I hope you're listening.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't start Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins would be the only possible.
Sin Su Chu is actually pretty good.
Yeah, but he's also Asian, so. Come on. Yeah. Not on my team. All right, well.
He's got like 3 good pitchers.
Ugh. Yeah.
Tough shit, Vita.
Ugh and deal. Indeed. Oof.
All right, well, another fun time with pals, Spey.
Good time with pals. All right, I'm playing it now, right?
Great.
All right, good night.
Yeah. Are you ready to rock? 1, 2, 3, 4, the podcast is over. The show, the podcast is over. Enjoy the show, the podcast is over. Enjoy the show, the podcast is over. Enjoy the show, the podcast is over.